Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Edink, one of the largest telecommunications and media companies in the world, providing services ranging from wireless communications to digital entertainment. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
It has been a major player in telecommunications for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like status quo bias and the endowment effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like network infrastructure and content acquisition?
Status quo bias is particularly relevant to Ed's approach, especially given the company's long history and established market position in telecommunications. The company's emphasis on maintaining its extensive network infrastructure and customer base can lead to a preference for incremental improvements rather than pursuing more radical changes or innovations. This bias towards the status quo helps it maintain its leadership position in the industry but can also slow its ability to adapt to rapidly changing technological landscapes or competitive pressures. The endowment effect also plays a significant role, particularly in how it values its existing assets, such as its network infrastructure and media content. Given the significant investment and resources that have gone into building and maintaining these assets, there's a tendency to overvalue them relative to new opportunities or alternative strategies. This can reinforce a focus on maximizing the value of current assets rather than aggressively pursuing new markets or technologies that might offer higher growth potential.
And this focus on leveraging their established strengths while carefully managing their assets has helped them maintain its leadership position in telecommunications, appealing to both customers and investors who value stability and consistent service.
Exactly. At strategic use of status quo bias in maintaining its network infrastructure and the endowment effect in managing its assets appeals to investors looking for a company that prioritizes stability and long-term value. However, this approach also means that it must carefully balance the need to innovate with the importance of maintaining its established market leadership, particularly as the telecommunications landscape continues to evolve.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Edink. As a global telecommunications and media company, DEI is particularly important for it. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Edink's approach to DEI is critical, especially as the company operates in a diverse range of markets and provides services to a broad and varied customer base. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance its ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diverse perspectives and ideas. A commitment to DEI allows it to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the telecommunications and media industries. For investors, its focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help it build stronger relationships with customers, partners, and communities, which is vital for long-term success in the global market.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in telecommunications and media, where the ability to serve diverse audiences and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and service delivery strategies, it not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, it operates in numerous countries, providing telecommunications, internet, and media services to millions of customers worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Its global strategy involves tailoring its services and offerings to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on network quality and customer experience. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Its ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to telecommunications standards and data privacy, allows it to maintain a strong global presence.
And this adaptability is essential for App, especially as they face competition from both local telecommunications providers and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Its focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the telecommunications and media industries while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global technology standards, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare it to other companies in the telecommunications and media sectors like Verizon, T-Mobile, and Comcast. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
As dynamics are often compared to other telecommunications and media giants like Verizon, T-Mobile, and Comcast, particularly in their approach to network infrastructure, customer engagement, and content distribution. Its strength lies in its diversified portfolio, which includes both telecommunications and media assets, appealing to investors looking for a company that is well-positioned across multiple sectors. Verizon, with its focus on network quality and 5G deployment, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes cutting-edge telecommunications technology. T-Mobile, known for its aggressive pricing strategies and customer-centric approach, attracts those looking for a company that emphasizes customer growth and market disruption. Comcast, with its strong presence in both cable and internet services, appeals to investors interested in a company that balances media distribution with broadband services. Its behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for network reliability, strong customer relationships, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the telecommunications and media industries.
And unlike Comcast, which has a significant focus on media and broadband, its strength lies in its broad portfolio of telecommunications and media services, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For App, the focus on telecommunications, media, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the industry.
To sum up, App's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their network strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives that stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. ¶¶